in our office or up there, so we are in the office. Tim is with me too.
Do you have the sheets that I provided, so you know what pages we're on and all that?
The salmon sheet.
No, I do not.
I mean, you're welcome to be up here, Barb. We were just giving
folks
the option.
Why don't I take you down to them?
There's a packet up here for you.
I'll take it down.
But if you want, Lucy's going to bring it down to you.
Okay. Usually it goes pretty much along with my spreadsheet, but it does not have the page numbers on that Lisa put on. So that would be very helpful. Thanks. Has anyone been out to enjoy this beautiful weather?
No. I think Lucy went out to walk over lunch hour a little bit.
Oh, gosh, it's unbelievable.
I know, it's awesome.
It's Mother Nature making up for what she's going to deliver tomorrow.
Now, tomorrow, it keeps getting sounding a little worse. Every time I see something come out of Weather Service or...
Oh, Linda, you don't know my theory, do you? I'll
do you have a theory?
I'll believe it when it gets here, because they cannot predict.
We're in the 7 to 11 inches range.
So among the people
okay.
you...
We have the pages, and Tim is scanning it so that we both have a copy. I love the salmon color.
See, she knows it's salmon.
Right.
It's been a long time since salmon was in vogue, so I think this is the latest decorating trend they're talking about for next year, just
oh,
FYI.
That's me, always in the top of the fashion world.
The face of popcorn and chocolate paper, right?
Okay, we're ready. If you'd like to let me know how we're going to go about this.
Give us a second for Lucy to get back in here.
Okay.
She's roaming the hallways. We let her go, maybe she won't come back. Oh, I'm just gonna say stuff for the record anyway, I'll start. Hello, it is January 13th still, 2022, and Story County supervisors here for a budget hearing for information technology. This is Linda Merkin. Lisa Heddens is here in person. Supervisor Latifa Faisal is on the telephone. Also in person here, we have Lucy Martin, auditor, Lisa Markley, assistant auditor, and on the phone, we have Barb Steinbach, director of IT, and Tim Patterson with IT. And Alyssa Wignall, Director of Internal Operations. Did I miss anybody?
Leanne Harder.
Leanne, thank you for joining us. Okay, Leanne is also with us. So what we're gonna do is, Barb, you've got the packet that Lucy just ran down to you. Why don't you just go through it and you can do line by line, or you can just kind of maybe say what you know, go through some routine things quickly maybe, and then just things that are big items or different items, maybe spend a little more time on. And we'll
sure.
And if it's okay, if we have questions, we'll just interrupt and stop and say, wait, I do have a question here. Okay?
Okay, sure. And there's been a few changes since the budget was submitted to Lisa, so I have a couple quotes that I got back after that, so there'll be some discussion on that. Office supplies, that's pretty...
Are we going to start on revenue
pretty
first?
Much what we were doing last year.
Okay. Well, we
are you wanting to go through
Barb?
The revenue first?
Yes, please start with revenue. Page
123. Okay. Revenue should stay the same. We charge back the engineers and county assessor, city assessor for network use and server use. So those will stay the same. They've been pretty solid for as long as I've been here, the last 10 years. So. Any questions on the revenue?
Nope.
Okay. And now we'll go down to 260.52, which is office supplies. Those are going to be pretty comparable to last year. We had carryover from last year, the whole COVID working from home thing really reduced our paper and batteries and office supplies and things, but this year we figure it'll be around $800 with the increase in the cost of paper and all those supplies. Data processing supplies, I've upped that just a little simply because we've been putting hardware items like extra RAM, hard drives, anything under $500, we've been putting in here. So we didn't used to do that, and Lisa thought that that would be a good idea. So that's, I upped that just a little bit because there are a lot of things that that we're updating that need to go in there. Data processing software, I'd like to talk a little bit about this. We are going to attempt, it's our goal, to implement multi-factor authentication for the users at Story County. One vendor just gave us a ballpark of $30,000. We'll go out and get other quotes, of course, when it comes time to do this, but we've noticed that a lot of our software packages, most recently the DOT has started implementing multi-factor authentication, and you know, with the incidences of ransomware and all the rampant viruses going around, we just think it's a good idea. So that's something, a new project that we'd like to implement for next year.
What's that going to mean for the end user?
It will mean, so multi-factor means it's something you know and something you have. So it could be a password plus a text message or an email.
Yeah, I mean, I know how it works.
You have two things.
Yeah, I kind of know how it works in general, but what's it going to mean for the average county employee doing their work every day?
It will be the login. So it will be once a day or whenever they log out of their computer and log back in. So they'll just have to wait for either a message on their phone or for something else.
So it should
not interfere with the workflow that much, and it's no different than what we're now experiencing with some of our other software.
So Barb, this is Lisa. So a couple questions on that. So you say it's when you log in. So if I'm away from my computer and it like sleeps, I guess you'd say, where I'd go back into, you know, have to put in my password again. You're saying I'd have to do a multi-factor authentication with that, and then how does that work with Mimecast that we already have, that we've had some challenges with?
Mimecast is totally separate. It will not have anything to do with this. There's a lot of different products out there. We haven't explored all of them, but there's a lot of different configurations that you can do, and we want to pick something that works for us and that's not going to impede, you know, and not say, people will say, oh, I hate this, let's get rid of it kind of thing. That's what happens with new stuff. But there's a lot of different ways we can do this. So we want to make sure that we just find something that works for Story County.
We have it with our statewide election database. We have two-factor authentication, and we get, I call it a bingo card, but it's, so you have a login and a password, and that has its own set of parameters. And then it gives you like three fields and you got to pick from the grid and fill that in, and that's individual for each person. So,
right. And
so that doesn't anticipate that you might have a cell phone or anything like that with you. I mean, I'm just giving you an example of something that we already do.
The problem with that one is it lasts like 10 minutes and then you're signed out and you have to go do it again.
So you're like constantly, So that's a statewide database. It's a live database, so.
I hope it works as well as DHS's did.
Yeah, so who knows? I think, it's pretty much everything now. It's pretty standard.
How long has the sheriff's been doing RSA tokens for theirs?
Oh, forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
So they have a password and then they have a token they have to present when they log in. We don't plan on doing something like that. But it'll be something simple, and we're going to ease into it. It won't be something that everybody says, hey, we're not going to do this, because we want to make sure that we are safe. It's just the next step.
Sure, and I think it's...
Any other questions?
People need to... I'm just because you said two-factor authentication, I just thought about this and some of the things, you know, depending on websites you work with and... I just think you need to, you know, not just spring it on people. Sometimes change takes time to get used to, and explaining why, and making it as easy as possible. Having people going to a second device can be tricky, I think. But yeah, just think about how, not just what you're going to do, but how you're going to roll it out.
Sure, definitely. And I know the DOT is backing off on some of the restrictions that they have done. So as a workaround, they're just discarding the multi-factor authentication and just saying it will be coming soon. So, you know, sometimes you have to go back to the table and rethink things if they don't work.
Yes.
Okay. Fiber optics, they are about the same. Postage and mailing, we very seldom use that. Mm-hmm. Communication services have gone up a little bit. And the reason for this, I wasn't quite sure, since nothing has been definitely decided with CICS. I just plugged in $7,200 at $600 a month for potentially having a separate network connection for them. This doesn't have to stay. We could maybe do a budget amendment later if you'd like, but I thought I'd put it in here as a placeholder until we find out what they plan to do with the staff that are going to be under the CICS.
Well, that would all be paid for by CICS, though, by the region, if they did something like that.
So you'd have revenue to offset that.
Right. Because that's my understanding, is if they would do anything, is that those would go to, I believe that would go to the county for their billing, or part of their, oh, what's the word I'm trying to think of, the kind of the overall occupancy cost. They're trying to factor in all of what that would look like.
And if it got paid for here, and it's included in the occupancy, it'll be offset in the rate we get on the occupancy. I mean,
yeah, I don't know how they're going to do things.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do things either. I guess it, for a placeholder, I think it makes most sense to just leave it right here, and then depending on how it plays out as to where we actually include it.
So that would you leave that amount in here, though, as a placeholder?
Yeah, I mean, because it's an IT-related item.
Sure.
In my thought process, it's an IT-related item. You know, we can talk to Carla more about what her thoughts are. I mean, if it makes more, they're both service area 9 in my big picture thought process. So it's not going to be a big, it's not going to be a real big deal as to whether it's here or in Carla's budget, because she's going to be service area 9 too.
Gotcha. Okay.
Why don't you go on?
And that's why I didn't know. That's why I just said, do we put it in as a placeholder, looking at what potentially it might cost?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know where they're at, what the process is at this point in time, whether they're thinking the region's going to provide it to everybody, or if each individual IT is going to have to provide it, and it's going to be part of their occupancy, or how they're going to do it.
So a whole bunch we don't know, so leave it there as a placeholder for now, and it may get moved and
right.
Save offsetting revenue someplace. Let's go into data processing services.
Data processing services, that's through the multi-agency group. We get these figures from Citibank, and they get them from the vendor, so we can't really change that. Training I've put up a little bit. Last year we had some free training we took advantage of, which is why I reestimated the FY22 for $10,000. What this would do is give everybody a chance to take one class, and then it also pays the dues for the ISAC, ISIT, Des Moines Area Users Group, etc. Also that last line, the Central Square User Group annual meeting, we haven't gone for 2 years. I'm anticipating this next year someone will go simply because we will be changing vendors. And I'm thinking that we probably will want to have some kind of a meeting. Not sure where it's going to be or who the vendor will be, so I kept that in. Are there any questions on training?
Barb, this is going to be a new vendor for
what? This would be for the multi-agency group.
And I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with what the multi-agency group is.
Okay, so that is the public safety group, which includes the City of Ames, ISU, and Story County. And so they all collectively go together and pay for certain services. And Central Square is our current vendor, and we've had them for 10 years now. They've changed hands a few times, but there's been some discontent. So in our last multi-agency meeting, where we meet once a month, it was decided we need to move ahead with reviewing new software products.
Okay.
Does that help?
Thank you.
It does. Thank you. Equipment rent and maintenance, that's pretty close to what it used to be, what it was last year. I just want to go down to, if you want to skip down to the Tyler real estate maintenance, about halfway down in that column. I had $39,000 total, and I didn't take out the $7,000 for the county assessor, so the IT portion would be $32,000. Instead of 39.
Thanks, Barb. That was one of my questions.
And then skipping a couple of lines, this UPS maintenance CST for 4,000, we can take that out because I have addressed it up above under the Liebert UPS maintenance, which if you recall, we replaced those devices last year and it included 1 year maintenance. So we will take out UPS maintenance for CST for 4,000. And the rest should stay the same.
Barb, I just have one question on the Microsoft licensing. Does that include an option or does that have a cloud base? Cloud base, you know, to do like Office 360 or something like that.
That is not cloud-based at this time. This is we enter into three-year contracts, so next year we will be entering into a new contract, and it is not Office 365.
Would we be looking at some point?
Next year we're going to enter into a new contract, the Office 365?
Correct.
No.
It will not be cloud-based, no. We don't see the benefits. For one thing, the cost would be three times that amount if we went with cloud-based. Your storage is restricted. If your network's down, everything's down. We like to keep it in-house so that we have more control over it. And, you know, it may be something, I think as more and more people start to use this, the cost will come down. But for us right now, it just seems pretty prohibitive. Do you have any other questions?
No, not right this second.
I guess I'd like to talk more sometime, and I don't know if we do it during this session. But there are a lot of places that do have cloud-based systems, and there are advantages to them. I guess I'm just not understanding. Okay, so we got 50,000 here. You said if we had a cloud-based, when Office 365, it would cost three times as much.
So, that's an estimate. That's what we've been told.
So that would be another.
Have gone to that.
So that would be another $100,000.
Correct.
Okay, and we've got some fairly, and we'll get to them later. Some fairly big ticket items on down that only benefit a few staff. So I guess I would just like to say I think we need to talk at some point about something different.
totally agree. And I can get some cost benefit analysis for you if you'd like to look at something like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any more questions on software? Equipment rent and maintenance? I did add some maintenance for Shelter Pro, which is what Animal Control uses. Last year we paid for the software, and this will be the first year we're paying for maintenance on that. Moving down, we do have the creative suite for Leanne and the intern, the Canva Pro, which Leanne is now using.
Which page are you on, Barb?
129.
129. She's in the middle of 129 with departmental.
Okay,
yeah, sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We're just going down through the what the individual departments are using software-wise.
Okay.
For the carpal software for the county attorney, we can take off the note for the $40,000 grant. That's a carryover from last year. And with the PROLA, they charged an annual flat fee, a PBK license, discovery, hosted service, interface support. I'm not seeing that with Carpal. So I left those in there in case suddenly they say, oh, well, we have to pay this. But the number 32,360 is what I got from Monica at the county attorney's office. So I didn't get a lot of detail, and she just said that's all they gave her. So that's why I kept those three lines in there with $0, just in case they come back and say, well, you know, there is a flat fee and there is an interface support.
What's $0? Because I don't have something with $0.
I'm pretty sure I took those out because they weren't affecting this year. So.
Oh.
Okay. So they are gone.
So never mind.
Yeah. So the only thing that's there is the $32,360 from the carpool that I called and asked you about.
So the other two should be at zero, where I show. Okay.
No, the Adobe stay in.
No, everything else is right. She was referring to things that were...
She's looking at something.
I'm just looking at my notes.
Lisa's already taken it out.
Oh, okay.
So just forget that whole last minute conversation.
All right.
So as your county attorney, we have Carpal Software, Adobe Professional, and Adobe Premiere Pro, which gives them the ability to edit videos, which they've recently added. Moving down, health is also using ArcView. HR has the NeoGov and the NeoGov Perform. We were looking at some PDF software, but we found a cheaper than Adobe. We found a cheaper solution, which appears to be working fine. At least that's what I've heard. Is that correct, Melissa? It does what you need it to do.
I haven't used it yet, Barb, but my understanding is it does. Yes.
Yeah, and we use it here in IT, so
yeah.
It's a lot less expensive than Adobe. And Adobe, I think, has found out that they've had a lot of pushback on their subscriptions, and now they are offering the standalone again. They had moved to the subscription model a few years ago, where you have to pay every year for the privilege of using Adobe Professional, and they got rid of the standalone, which is why we went with a different no-name PDF software for people who needed, like, to edit PDFs. But since then, as I mentioned, Adobe has changed their model again. So still not as cheap as some of the PDF software we're using, but we're just going to go with what we have. County attorney feels like they would prefer to stay with Adobe because they are confident and they've used it. And in a pinch, they want to be able to do something quickly without having to relearn a software package. So we've kept them on Adobe Professional for now. Planning and development still uses ArcView. Eagle Recorder, just wanted to make a note that we do have to renew this year. It expires in March, so that is going on the agenda next week. So just FYI, keep an eye out for that. That's gone up a little, not much.
So you're referring to the 19,000, Barb?
Yes, yes. It was 18,000 last time, so it is 19,000 now.
So is that then going to be in fiscal year 22's budget versus 23?
It's probably not due. I haven't seen the renewal yet. It should be
I mean, I thought you just said renewal was in March.
Well, we had $18,000 budgeted for this year, so when it renews next year, it'll be $19,000 in FY23. So when it renews in March, we'll be paying the $18,000.
So she's saying that the $18,000 is coming in front of the board because it's over the fiscal year.
Correct.
So it's not a July 1?
Oh, it's not a fiscal year thing, it's a calendar year.
Something.
Or something.
Right. Or random dates,
something
who knows?
Like that.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that's why she's bringing it.
It's an annual renewal, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Annual renewal, I think it ends in March.
Yeah.
This one's April.
Okay, so you're expending it over to... So is there an amount?
So the board, anything that is over a fiscal year, so like if the maintenance renewals are July 1 to June 30th, we just pay. It just gets, you guys approve it on consent and it gets paid. If it's going to go over fiscal years, it has to be brought before the board saying this is from March to March. So we're crossing fiscal years.
Right. Have you prorated on fiscal years?
No,
but that's not asking. Are you
well, for my prepaids, I do, but not for anything budget-wise.
So that's what
okay,
I'm asking.
That's
so you're
it.
Not paying part of this out of fiscal year 22.
No.
You're putting it all in fiscal year 23.
So she's going to pay $18,000 in fiscal year 22. That's what she's saying she's bringing forward is the $18,000 that'll be due now. Next year goes up to $19,000 in FY23.
Right, March of 2023.
But if you're just booking it in 1 year, why are you bringing it to the board?
The code requires it. If you are going to approve something that goes over fiscal years, then the code says it has to be voted on by the Board of Supervisors because they don't have the authority to go outside of a fiscal year without a vote.
Even though you only pay it out of 22 funds.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Tell me to make sense of the code.
Don't look for logic in the code of Iowa.
When I'm trying to remember something, I always ask why, because then I think I have a good shot of remembering it if I understand the rationale, but not with this. I can see.
Not with that, no.
Okay, thank you. Pardon the segue. Go ahead, Barb.
You're welcome. So it has gone down. If you look under the sheriff's office, the 20 Java licenses, they've told us they're going to start charging us for using it. Java used to be free. We've got 20 users over at the sheriff's office that use it, and I put this in here, the $600. They've not charged us yet, but they keep threatening that they're going to, so I want to have it in there in case they suddenly send us an invoice and say, here, you have to pay this. So, and that's $250 per month per user. We would like to see Java go away, but unfortunately, it's not. We have the... under the treasures, we have the website that Tyler pays for, or that we paid Tyler for to manage for the treasurer. And then under solutions, even though they have been bought out by a new company, they have kept the cost the same. So we're not raising that, thank goodness. Next year might be a different story. They're still doing a little bit of transition. There were some staff from solutions that stayed until the end of the year. But they're Harris, I believe, is the new company. They are moving in their own staff, so we might see a change there, and hopefully we'll get the same good service that we had with Solutions. Contract labor. We took out the red box converter. This was part of that Windstream T1 that they keep talking about that we're trying to get rid of. The reason we were able to, what the red box did, the T1 lands here at the admin building. And in order to let people at the sheriff's office use numbers that were on that T1, we had to have a red box converter installed here. Since those numbers were converted to POTS lines for their fax and for other things, we no longer need to do that. So we were paying $600 a year, and now we're paying nothing. So we just got that taken care of a few months ago. So that's some good cost savings. Then we have environmental health, the software reviews for the PIP program that that Matt was working on. We put that in there. I have reached out to five different vendors and got quite a range of quotes on that. So 90 seems to be right in the middle of what they're quoting me. So that is something we'd like to do in FY23.
So in 25 words
and this were just,
fewer?
Pardon?
In 25 words or fewer, if you can, would you tell us what the benefit is of spending that $90,000?
What this does is it gives the software a web portal so people can access it from all over instead of having to type in the information, come back to the office, and then enter it into their computer. They can do it in the field. This would give them that kind of cloud security. So it's basically converting it to a cloud internet option. It works fine now. It's just something that planning and development have asked me to look into, or health, I mean, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking it's a cloud internet interface, but we're not looking at a cloud-based.
For $90,000 versus $100,000 for
everyone for a cloud-based system. I don't understand that.
Well, what this gives us is external users who are not Story County users would then be able to access it via security protocol. Right now, they don't have that. They aren't able to look at the software. It's only for Story County users. So this would be for the people that do the septic inspections, the tanning, some of the contractors they work with.
And they would look at it.
So
I mean, I know that Kimberly and Matt talked on it before, but I'm just trying to figure out why would they be, looking at where they are in regards to inspection, status of inspections, or?
Because yeah, it's like the Beacon website where we upload data to it, but the outside people can see information.
What's
the end?
It saves a lot of time on misinformation. It's so that everybody's on the same page, and it eliminates a lot of phone calls or information checking and did you do this? Did you do that? They would look on there. It would save money as far as the external contractors too, so they'd be able to log into the portal and see exactly where the status of the project they're working on.
And what do you know? Actually, it was a good question that Lucy had. Do you know what the annual maintenance then would be?
There would be none. In the quote that we brought to the board, they were putting 40 hours in there just for tweaks after the fact. That's flexible. There could be no tweaks or there could be some. And they said that we could take that off. So there would be no maintenance.
Okay, how much money has been spent so far on the other phases of this project, Barb?
About
27,000. So 27,000. And with the 27,000, do they have a better system than they had before?
Yes.
Okay.
Before it was created and grown in Access, Microsoft Access.
I understand, yeah.
And that was not designed for something this large. I mean, you can start small projects on Access, but this has grown past the point where Access could handle it gracefully, and there was a lot of timeouts and slowness, and it needed to be put into a different platform.
So they've not lost functionality.
There's improved functionality.
They have improved functionality. Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure, that we hadn't taken them back somehow. They have improved functionality, 27,000. I think what you're hearing, if I may be so bold as to kind of summarize, is we're questioning and maybe doing a little cost-benefit analysis here and questioning the 90,000 expenditure here. Maybe that's something that would need to be explored more before we were comfortable with putting that in a budget to be an approved expense. And this is just discussion at this point, but I just needed to summarize. That's how I'm feeling. That's what I was hearing from another supervisor as well.
I would concur that I would want a bit more information on this particular software.
Is there anything else?
No, take it out for now.
I can't, yeah, because leaving it in, I think, says we're comfortable with the expenditure, and it doesn't sound like we are.
I can ask Environmental Health to come back to the board. They've been twice about this project. Maybe if you have any more questions, they would be able to address them a little more specifically than I can, since they use the software.
Sure, and I would just say for myself, I'd like to do that, but probably can't make it a priority in the next week or two, or like during our, you know, but before the time that we need to put the budget together and get it going. But, you know, we can always look at things during the year if we need to, or look at them later.
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry, Supervisor Faisal.
Any other questions on contract labor?
Did Supervisor Faisal, are you still there, and did you have anything to add to this, or I didn't mean to cut you off?
No, I am still here. No, I don't have any further questions. I would like to have a little bit more information.
Okay.
Barb, what is networking support with the next line under contractual labor?
That is if we need to have some help from an external vendor when Kyle is no longer with us. He has given notice that he will be leaving soon. He doesn't know when. Most likely in May, when his child is out of school. He's moving to Florida. So in the interim, while we either train internally or, you know, hire someone from outside, we're going to need some help from our vendors. And I'm just guessing at the $30,000 they charge $250 an hour. Any other questions?
So that would just be a one-time expense, 1 year, not an ongoing.
Definitely, yes. It's just to fill in until we can't find somebody, and we haven't had a lot of people apply for IT positions at Story County. We have a lot of competition in the surrounding areas, so I'm hoping we can fill that position quickly. But if we can't, then this would be the support that we need from our external vendors.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome. Let's move down to data processing equipment. We have greatly reduced the hardware needed for next year, simply because with all the grants and the different ICIT offerings for hardware, we really had to cut down what we need for next year, so that's a good thing for us. We're probably at $191,000. The reason it's a little higher is because the VoIP phones need to be replaced. So we're going to install less desktops and laptops, but we're going to replace all the phones throughout the county. We're guesstimating, when I asked for a quote, it was $450 apiece, looking at about 200 phones. That could change a little bit, but the phones are going on 8 years old, and we're having a lot of them fail on us. So the next model available is different than what we currently have. So we can't replace one or two with a different phone. We have to replace all of them. So that's estimated to be about $90,000. Any questions on that? Okay, now we're going to page 130, or we are on page 130, sorry. Here's a change that I had alluded to earlier. So under county attorney, the courtroom updates, I hadn't gotten the quote back. He was swamped, and it was over the holidays, so they had a lot of people out. I estimated about $7,000 for the courtroom updates. The quote came back at $37,000. And this would include TVs in the courtrooms for the county attorney to display evidence, and then a mobile TV on a stand, and then some additional speakers.
So
and functionality.
I might have been misunderstanding before. I thought all the things that were going in the courtroom were paid for by the courts. Not so.
That was only courtroom 2A, I believe. Is that correct, Tim?
Yes.
And they did that because of a grant, so they have no money for their courtrooms downstairs. So this would be courtroom updates for two courtrooms. The county attorney is requesting that these courtrooms be updated. We did do a walkthrough with the vendor, and facilities that participated too. They will be making all the building modifications, as in drilling holes and things, and the vendor would install the equipment.
$37,000 for TVs in two courtrooms?
TVs and monitors and hookups, cabling, and then a portable TV for that they can move into, like the evidence room if there's a jury sequestered and things like that. And this would be something I get other quotes on as well.
And this is also for sound, is the sound system involved in this too? If they have to have it in another room, am I remembering that correctly? That would be necessary.
Yes.
2A?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
And this is just, you know, I just got a quote from one vendor. We'd certainly reach out to at least two more.
Yeah, that would be good.
Are there any other questions on that?
No.
Not here.
Okay. And then I did put in, although I submitted this project for the American Rescue Funds, I did put in update the camera system in the public meeting room. This is so that, you know, so we can have better speaker and better camera action. The owl that we're using is really performing at its best. It was more designed for like a small conference room. But in a pinch, we needed something, and this is what Nevada High School, the IT person there recommended us to use that because it worked fine for him. It's not the best for a big room that like we've been using it for. So, and you did meet with, this is also the gentleman from CTI. He came in and gave you a quote, 6,000 and some change, so about 7,000 for that project.
And was there something about an additional speaker or something that was going to double the cost, Barb, we talked about?
Correct. Yes, this would be for one camera. If there was an additional camera, like behind the board, that would double the cost.
Is it camera or
okay. This camera.
Okay, so Shelley also talked to us a little bit this morning, and she was talking about lapel mics might also be useful. She thought there was, she said she's been just going back and listening to recordings and trying to figure out, because some, you know, so many recordings, and I can't remember what all she said, but she was thinking that we might be heard better. Because sometimes it's not, you know, sometimes they can hear it on the recording and sometimes not. She was wondering about lapel mics, and I think she might have some other questions. So it might be good if you talk with Shelley again.
It is really hard to understand anything you're saying, Linda. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there's some feedback. Somebody needs to mute their phone.
Well, here's what my
mine's muted.
Comment is going to be, and I think I've said this probably 20 times since we started budget work sessions, let's move this forward and just do it. I don't know why we're waiting till next year.
And if we're sitting here and you can't hear me now and I've got my speaker on and we've got everything possibly working and you can't, you're not able to hear what I'm saying, that kind of says we need to do something.
Yeah. My understanding is the microphone
I agree.
Sound for recording, but there is no amplification in this room from the use of microphones.
if you didn't hear what Lucy said, because she's back there further, she said that the speakers, as she understands it, and this is mine also, that they're just for recording. There's no amplification.
The microphones record only.
The microphones, I'm sorry.
They don't amplify.
They do not amplify, yes. So we're not going to solve it right now. But I think we're all kind of saying, which, you know, there's so many, there's got to be a solution. Let's get it done. And
okay.
Yes.
So is it something that can be done yet this fiscal year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a matter of figuring out what you want. It's obviously a non-budgeted item.
But we've got the money. We could do this.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
we probably, we can leave this $7,000 in, but we might not need it because we might be able to do it with the money this year.
I say move it forward and don't even leave it in for next year.
And what you'd probably be looking at 14, potentially.
Okay.
I was remembering $7,900 and another $7,000, so 15, just for the sake of argument.
Right. So if we get it installed and decide we need another camera, that might be an FY23 expense at $7,000.
Let's just do it all now. Let's just decide what
okay.
we need and do it.
Alright, I'm all for that.
Okay.
I could caution you though, I know when we talked to him back in December, they did have a 3-month lead time because they were super busy. I don't know what's happened with that. I know hardware has been hard to get a hold of. So I can ask him to come back with a refresh quote and then give you a better idea of what exactly it will cost and when we can do it.
You could just find it and put it on our agenda, whatever
that sounds great.
The quote is.
Okay,
but,
good.
But I would also encourage you to talk to a few people and make sure you understand what all the problems are that people are seeing. So we get
it
done.
I have been getting comments and observations, so I've been keeping track of those.
Okay.
So are we looking then at taking that $7,000 out
yep.
of 23? Okay.
I'm putting $15,000 in this year.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But she's already looked at. I mean, if you looked at her re-estimation, she's already lowered her re-estimation by $50,000 because of the hardware she's been able to get with grants. So.
Yeah.
At this point in time, it's an unbudgeted item that doesn't even have to be amended in.
Okay. Okay, I think we're done with that then, so we can go ahead.
Okay. And then the next item under hardware was just the floor searches. Every year, we try to rotate, and we've got 5 right now that are end of life, so we have to get those replaced. It's about $7,000, at least it is now. I'm hoping the cost of that won't go up a lot next FY. I can't guarantee that.
That's a floor switch.
Right now, they're running about $6,800, so I'm hoping to keep it under that $7,000 threshold.
What is a floor switch exactly?
Those are the ones that are in the racks that gives your computer network access. It should be in all these switch closets. They would not be the core switches, which are what connects the buildings.
Okay.
So the floor switches are the ones that we use internally within the buildings.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then we just had some requests from the sheriff's office for hardware items. They need some beefed up workstations for housing. And I didn't include this under the PC replacement because it doesn't fall within our standard installation, because these need to be beefed up so they can run Milestone, and then which is their camera system. And they also want to do some projector upgrades for the squad room, which aren't much. We did some last year, now they just want to do a little more. And then replacing all 7 Milestone computers would be about $9,000. Normal computers about $800. So they have a better CPU, hard drive. They have a better RAM and stuff. So anyway. And then the last item I just have is Justin's request for the standing desk. And then we've got 2 desk chairs that are leaning terribly that need to be replaced. Do you have any more questions for me, Board?
Go ahead, Linda.
Well, okay, here's what I've got. Taking out the 90,000 environmental health and the 7,000 for the public meeting room, we get down to a request of 770.
I'm down to 755. I've got the 90,000 out, the 7,000, and then also was the $4,000.
Yeah, the 4,000.
Which was that UPS maintenance. And then
correct.
It was the $7,000, the $4,100 the assessor pays and the $7,000 that the assessor pays.
Yeah, you want to, so my new number for equipment rent and maintenance is $366,780.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
My new number for contract labor is $37,500. And my new number for data processing equipment is 184.2.
What was the last one, Lisa, that you said? 184.200.
So what are we down to?
I'm working on it.
Okay, sorry.
$1,396,175.
Where are you getting that?
Total. I took this from the bottom line.
Yeah, I took the
11,000, 90,000, and 7,000.
Did I not do that? Well, the request down there doesn't have salaries in it.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I'm looking at
I'm looking at page 126 with total.
Okay,
looking at the salary.
I wasn't looking at that either, so.
Yeah. Kind of confusing because there's just really two different versions of the budget,
right?
So you never know quite what you're looking
at. So, yeah, so what are you at then?
$1,396,175.
Barb, I do have one other question for you, and you might just have to restate it. The under department all under the data processing, the VoIP phones, why are we replacing all of them?
Because they can't get the new version. They can't get the old version anymore.
Oh,
we can't get the old ones. Actually, we used up all of our spares. When we got rid of CLP, we ended up with quite a few spare phones. And we've gone through all of those because phones are failing. And then also, I had to get on eBay and I bought, 10 used phones to help supplement until we could replace all of them.
Gotcha.
And you can't buy the phones we're using. You can't buy them new anymore.
Right, right.
You have to go with used. So it's time. We're running out of options replacing the old ones. So I want to try to stay ahead of that a little bit and not be stuck with phones that don't work and can't get any new ones in.
Yep, no, I appreciate it. I think at the time when you talked about it, there was probably a little background noise, and I just didn't catch all of the reasoning for that. So thank you.
Sure.
Were those all your questions?
I think so. At least right at the moment.
Anybody else have any questions? Supervisor Faisal, did you have any other questions?
I do not have any other questions at this time, thanks.
Okay.
Latifa, would you stay on for a second after we're done with this session?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah. And after Lisa's done, I have something to talk to you about.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barb. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Barb.
Thank you.
You're welcome.